At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All heroes wear capes is an expression that is used far too often. And in this particular case, I think it does apply. Allie decided that she was going to step up and do something because we peer pressured her into doing it, really. And also because she believes that the people of Southern California are being fleeced, bamboozled, and scammed by gas stations all over that have been attempting to fool you into paying for air, even though it is free. And I know that this has led to a lot of controversy as to people that say, well, it's not free unless you buy gas.
It doesn't matter. The point is that they're putting signs on the air pumps that say it is a certain amount of dollars for a certain amount of time. And the truth of the matter is that since the year 2000, air in California is free, and they should not be advertising it as anything other than free. And I do feel a new sense of purpose after my appearance in the city council last night. It was embarrassing, yes. It was nerve-wracking, and I was very nervous with those little microphones all in front of me. But I got it done, and now that I'm looking at this, I think I did go over my 3 minutes.
Yeah, I have not heard any of this. I've wanted to go in. A lot of people have been tagging us because anyone could watch. Apparently, you could watch it live on YouTube as it was
people
happening.
People were watching live and commenting. This is, I think, the most commented on video from the Agora Hills City Council.
Hmm. Wow. And by the
that
way,
was a hard record to break. I'm sure.
The record was 3, and this one had, I think, about 6. But still, there were some net bangers that found out what Allie was doing. They got in the chat. They were infiltrating it as well.
Yeah, and I walked in literally as it was starting. I couldn't get there early, and I walked in. Thank God I knew exactly where the place was. I filled out my speaker card, and they did not read the name that I put on there.
Oh, what did you put on there? Poogers?
I put Poogers, yeah.
Really?
And they didn't say Poogers.
No.
I said Allison Poogers Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling they're not a big fan of jokes at this.
But I was like, maybe if I can mask it between my regular name, they'll think it's like some artsy, cool middle name. And so I handed it to them. There were only 2 speakers that were scheduled to speak, me and one other guy. And the other guy was very passionate about a way to combat future wildfires in the city by making everyone trim their hedges.
Yeah,
he thought that everyone's hedges were too high.
Yeah, I think this is some of that guy.
It is something real that can reduce the risks we face today, and it's in your authority to make a polity's decision to do so now. Thank you.
So that guy is speaking eloquently about a topic that actually matters, that's affected us all, the wildfires. And then, of course, yeah. Allie gets called up, and she has a much less important topic to discuss, but it matters to her because she's cheap and she doesn't like people getting fleeced for a buck to buy air. So
our next speaker is Allison Johnson.
Boo!
We should have
filled the crowd with fans.
Well, it's funny because about a half an hour before this, when the thing actually started, they spent 25 minutes talking about this karate studio that's been around in the city for the last 30 years. And there were speakers that spoke about that place. The people came up in their karate gear. They spoke. They took pictures. And then once all that was over, they all left. So there was like 2 people left in the city council meeting because they were there for their moment, the karate studio, and then they all left. I think there was a Girl Scout there as well. She left.
Oh, man.
So it was me and this one other speaker and then maybe 2 other people.
You know, when you're done with your speech, all you want to do is head to the door, but then you got to, like, it's like that moment. It's like when you go to a comedy club and the comedian you see already went, you're like, I got to get out of here now. I don't want to sit around. Allie was like,
I was the person that you're like, oh.
When will this end?
Our next speaker is Allison Johnson.
Shut up!
Hey!
Here we go.
Hello, council.
Whoa.
Jeez. Now,
very loud.
Everyone else was not loud. I think I was speaking a little too loud.
Did you walk right into the podium? What happened here? Did
swallow that mic?
Yes.
Hello, council.
By the way, Allie, there's video of this. You got to see it. You look nervous.
I am nervous because
you
have a big podium of people with those tiny microphones, and they're all very serious.
Yeah, but
and
you're not
talking
on trial.
About,
you're not like, it's not like you're on trial.
I
for,
know, but they're judging
yeah,
with their
your
faces.
Cause that you believe in.
Yeah, you're fighting for your own cause.
I know, but as I was walking up, I was like, "What I have written is ridiculous."
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello, council. Thank you so much for letting me speak tonight about an issue that I have noticed and wanted to raise to people's attention.
You wrote that like that?
No, I didn't start that way.
What happened? You went off script?
Yeah, I got too nervous at the beginning.
Yeah, you like went into a weird
I was going to start by asking them all to close their eyes and take a deep breath.
What happened there?
I got too nervous. I just thought
it raised to people's attention. As I take a deep breath now, I'm thankful that that breath is free.
Oh, boy. You went like real dramatic with it, huh? Yes, if you're just joining us, Allie is addressing city council to try to make a change that will affect us all if you've ever been screwed. And I don't know. We've been talking about this for a few days now. I don't know if there's one person that's actually paid for air. I think people have
oh,
seen...
Oh, no. There are a lot of people who have paid for
air. I
paid
for air, dude. Are you kidding?
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't realize. You
yes,
fell for the
course.
Scam.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
oh.
you see... Well, I didn't know it was a scam. There's, a, you know, it says put in 50 cents or whatever. You put in the 50 cents. Yeah.
The council member I talked to after I spoke went up to me as well.
All right, here we go.
And I think to myself, what would it be like if it wasn't free? Maybe every minute of breathing would be 50 cents or even worse, a dollar.
Oh, God.
Really taking everyone on a path here.
You know, you could have used ChatGPT to give you something good. You went.
This is OG. This is all Allie, baby. This is Poogers.
You went freehand. Also, you said there's people in this room. It doesn't sound like there's anyone in this room.
No, it doesn't. Even though there's a lot of people, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like...
And life-saving oxygen is all around us, and it fills this very room. But some people feel it should come at a price, and I'm talking about gas station owners and their infamous...
Owners. Oh, boy.
I had a few flubs there.
Feel it should come at a price, and I'm talking about gas station owners and their infamous air pump scams. How often have you paid to fill your tire not knowing that you did not have to pay?
Never, you cheap bitch.
No.
Wait, why is everyone... Don't yell at Allie.
One of the rules of public speaking is you have to kind of like make eye contact with the people you're trying to communicate your message to.
Too scared.
And you are just staring down at the paper.
You don't look up at all, huh?
No.
I haven't seen the video. I did see like a clip. I saw the picture that everyone's been photoshopping on our Instagram.
I was way too nervous to even look them in the eye because it was just, I just felt so stupid.
Did you go get your hair done for this? It looks like you did your hair for this.
Well, I had...
Yeah, she got a blowout.
You didn't wear
no,
that...
No, I didn't get a blowout.
She went to the gas station and she got the free air and blew out her hair.
I'll show them.
Now, there's a little water in that air, Omar. That wouldn't work.
So, I mean, the fact that Allie...
I wanted to look professional.
Yeah, you look good. I don't know. I didn't hear you wear that giant baseball hat, but over there, you did a whole thing, so you should have worn that giant hat in there, supporting Iran. Here we go.
How often have you paid to fill your tire not knowing that you did not have to pay? Most people don't realize this, but California law requires every service station in this state to provide during operating hours water, compressed air, and a gauge for measuring air pressure to the public for use in servicing any passenger or commercial vehicle.
So you decided to not go funny, you went factual.
I have to go factual and then eventually get funny. I get funny.
I think that last person left that was sitting there.
Girl Scout left.
You walked to council.
Shut up.
Start leaving. Yeah, here's air, a whole room full of air now. Congratulations, you got it.
And despite this being a law since the year 2000, I see every gas station in the city and beyond advertising with stickers. Air, $1.50 for 4 minutes. Air, $2.50 for 5 minutes. Not only is 5 minutes a ridiculously long amount of time for air, they asked us to pay through traditional coin slots, and I've seen gas stations that I frequent even add card readers in the last 6 months to their air machines, waiting for people like us to pay unknowingly.
Minutes have to be up by now, right?
No, because you guys keep stopping. It's not
like
even
an
been
eternity.
A minute yet. I have a lot
Isn't there
more
a
to
guy
say.
With a buzzer or a gong over there?
No, they don't have a buzzer.
Oh, I'll be a gong guy.
There were only two people slated to speak, all right? There's time.
Oh, man.
Allie,
I have a lot more to say. Are you guys going to let me speak? Because they let me.
I think you're doing great.
People like us to pay unknowingly.
Oh, that's it.
They don't do that in Agoura Hill City Council.
That's a great idea. They're just going you out, and there she goes.
All right, are you going to take my cause seriously? Because let's just move on then if you're not going
this
to.
But the fact that you actually took the time out of your night to go to City Hall.
That I had the balls to speak in front of the City Council.
People like us to pay unknowingly, earning them hundreds of extra dollars a year as they laugh their way to the bank. And these crooked owners...
Laugh them hundreds of dollars a year. I don't think it was laughing their way to the bank for a couple $100 a year. I'll show you. I'll buy a sandwich.
You have to commit.
All right, so once again, they're not... Are they supposed to react at all or no?
No, they said at the beginning that they hear people's things and then they just say thank you. They said we're not going to comment on anybody's, but she did end up commenting
on
mine.
Here we go.
I've been disgustingly capitalizing on this for years, betting on the fact that most people will see a sign asking for money and pay for air without knowing their own rights. In their busy lives, they don't realize that not only is the air that we breathe free of charge, but so is the air in their tires, their pool floaties, and that one soccer ball that's constantly leaking air. But the true leak here is not our balls, it is our wallets.
Beautifully said.
Isn't it?
That's a great quote right there.
I want them to think about that.
That's your Rosie the Riveter right there. The true leak here is not our balls, it's our wallet.
Yes.
Let's get that made us immediately.
And as our local gas stations gouge their own community.
Wait, where's that weird accent just popping up from?
Well, yeah. I'm reading and I'm scared.
You're going to like a weird, like...
Gouge.
And as our local gas stations gouge...
Gouge is spelled weird. Yeah. I was looking on the paper and I was like,
and as our local gas stations gouge their own community by taking funds that are not legally theirs, profiting through misinformation and unclear messaging, it inflates the price of gas as well while we inflate our tires and take some more. And what they are really inflating is their egos and their wallets.
Well, you know,
this
has become very, Allie, I think of like any of the great speeches that have been delivered through movies over the years. I mean, you should have brought like your own boombox with you and just given your speech.
This was my moment.
This was your moment.
I feel really good about what I did.
Imagine how this would have sounded with this playing behind you now.
Is the law not sacred? In the city. Is the city not meant to be a haven and escape from the corruption and hypocrisy of the big city? How can we protect all of us from draining our life savings on lies? I do have pictures as evidence, even though I can't really show them to you now, but...
Oh, Jesus.
Of the air machines advertising a price alongside tap-to-pay card readers or traditional coin slots, there are many, and in many cases I go in and ask them to turn the air on, and they do, but they just try and shoo me away. Because they would rather I pay.
I
shouldn't have to do that.
I'm
here today asking
everyone
to free
like,
the air.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm freeing the air.
By asking that all gas stations in the city of Agora be required to add a sticker or an emblem that makes it well known to the public that this air is free so as not to cause our residents to cough up their hard-earned dollars to these relentless, as I call them, gas holes.
Yeah, they bleeped me.
Oh, you got bleeped when you said gas holes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they silenced the feed.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy.
I got the feed silenced.
Time of inflation and economic uncertainty in a time where we're asked to tip for everything, including coffee, and as I recently learned, babysitting. Let's do the public a service by telling them about the few times that we do not have to pay.
Thank you.
I think she's going to get an answer outside. Thank you.
Well, what was it? Like,
what?
What does that woman say? I think what?
So she said thank you. Then they said they're not going to comment on anything, right?
Did she say gouge?
I think she's going to get an answer outside. Thank you, Denise.
Wait, is that lady British?
All right.
Yeah, our mayor's British. I had no idea.
Whoa.
Are there any other speakers?
We do not have any further speaker cards.
Everyone left. Everyone, Allie, has walked the entire room.
We are now moving on to the council consent calendar.
Okay, oh, my, that sounds fun.
Listen,
I can't believe you did it. I'm impressed you did. The video we're posting up, the Photoshop's have been unbelievable.
Klein,
on our socials.
Klein, I got approached by a woman outside when I left the chambers.
For sex?
And this is what she said.
Hi. And the chief code enforcement officer. I honestly didn't know that the air is free. And I might be able to do something about it.
Whoa.
So she said, you told me you have pictures? I want to see the pictures. She gave me her email address. She wants me to send over all my evidence. And she told me that there is a summer leaflet that I might be included in she can let all the residents and the gas station owners know that they cannot
the
be the owners that they can't be gouging us.
Yeah, no more gouging. Sally's gonna be in the leaflet. Dan, quickly, we are way behind. What's up?
Okay, hi guys. I'm a government teacher. Allie, I love your passion, but you're wrong. It's called Business and Professions Code 13651. Gas stations are only required to give you free air if you buy gas. That was passed in 99, took effect in 2000. Owners give air for free because they don't want to deal with your shit.
Onus. Get it straight, onus. So you're saying Allie's wrong?
100% legally wrong, yeah.
And what is your claim to fame? Like, what is your credibility?
I'm a government teacher.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
They still shouldn't be putting $1.50 on there and all these prices when it's free.
I'm getting Allie's music up.
Take that, government
speak
teacher.
More We got to take a. I think what you did, I think you made a real difference.
Make a difference, Klein. I could make it in the summer leaflet.
I am listening to this right
She's
now.
She's
going to
do
text.
Something about it.
Poogers, you
oh
killed
my
it.
Gosh, you loser.
That's I didn't say that.
The biggest difference Allie made was that all of these poor people were an extra 15 minutes late to their dinner that night. And that is the most important thing we can do. We have to take a break. We got your ADD news to get to in a moment. And if you have free air today, you have one person to thank. A bill that was passed in 1999, apparently.